Hello, I'm Colin Bailey, Associate Director and Peter J. Sharp Chief Curator at the Frick Collection, and I'm the co-curator of the exhibition Masterpieces of European Painting from Dulwich Picture Gallery. When you visit the Frick Collection, go to the dining room and see a room full of portraits by Gainsborough, one of the most beloved of English 18th century artists who captured the freshness, the elegance and the aristocratic nature of so many of his sitters from all different walks of life. From the Dulwich Picture Gallery, we borrowed a splendid double portrait of two young women, Elizabeth and Mary Linley, painted in 1771-1772. They were the daughters of Thomas Linley, an esteemed harpsichordist, music teacher and composer, and a good friend and neighbour of the Gainsboroughs in Bath. Elizabeth, aged 18, is shown standing, wearing a beautiful light blue dress, resting against a guitar, perhaps Gainsborough's own guitar, inlaid with marquetry. Next to her is her 14-year-old sister, Mary. On her lap, she has sheet music opened. Both these girls performed with their father and with their sister, and were already young stars of the stage. Elizabeth had made her debut at Covent Garden in the 1760s, and Mary would begin to perform in public with her family that very year. The girls seem wiser and more sophisticated than their years, but when Gainsborough was finishing this picture, a family scandal had already erupted. Elizabeth had eloped to Paris with Richard Brinsley Sheridan, later the author of The Rivals and School for Scandal. Sheridan was forced into marrying her, but both husband and wife embarked on a series of extramarital affairs, and their household was a turbulent one. Mary, seated, married a minor playwright in 1780 and had children by him. He treated her to so many Sheridanisms, as she put it in a letter to her sister, that I can never expect him when he promises. These young ladies had a sad life. Elizabeth died of tuberculosis in 1792, and Mary, aged 29, in 1787. In 1785, Gainsborough made several changes to the portrait. The Linleys had sent the picture back so that the girls' hairstyles and dresses could be updated. Many of these changes can no longer be seen, but if you look hard, you'll see that Gainsborough added Elizabeth's black hair to cover her ear. That ear had initially been shown uncovered. "I found our picture come home from Gainsborough's very much improved," Mary wrote to her sister. "It's been freshened up, and mother and father are quite in raptures with it."